Chapter 9. The droids are advancing, but they're spread thin. Something about this doesn't feel right, Granta thinks, kicking aside the bodies of several Aqua droids he killed. Ventress was a Sith, and likely a large part of whatever plan Dooku coughed up to take out the cloning facilities, so her death cut out a good portion of what was supposed to happen here, but there's still a niggling itch, the sort of thing that says if Granta had planned all of this, he would do it better. It's sloppy, and he's never been fond of sloppiness, even in his enemies. His sons are up near the roofline, holding back the press as droids advance across the causeway between buildings. Granta caught flashes of them on the way here, which is worrying, makes him want to drag them through the sort of training he had about killing quietly and without being seen. Still, between Domino and the clones near the doors, holding back the tide, the main cadet barracks has been largely clear of droids so far. Got all of them? 99 asks, leaning out from behind the corner, and Granta waves him forward. So far, he says, though he can't hear any more of the things just yet. How many more barracks are there to check? Just two, 99 answers, and his smile is relieved, warm. You were trained as a soldier, weren't you? A tool, Granta says, droll. It's the truth, and it always has been. Instrument of Revenge is just a very specialized sort of tool, in the end. Xanatos wanted his revenge. Granta had wanted more than anything to give it to him. Tira had, as well. But neither of them had managed it, and Tira died, and Granta may as well have all those years. 99 pauses, but Granta ignores the weight of his gaze, checking the next hall before he turns down it, and, after a moment, 99 follows. Cut up an echo like you, he says. Have you fought together before? They don't care enough to follow, Granta thinks, but there's no possible way to actually speak the words. He can hardly even think them. But it's all right. It's all right. Even if Heavy, Echo, Cut Up, and Fives don't want to let him take them somewhere safe, he'll just have to keep them safe in other ways. They don't have to know about it. It's not like with his mother and his father, where Tira had a young child and was well known on Telos. He can slip away, slip into missions and conceal himself in the workings, keeping the dangers as minimal as possible. They never have to know. He breathes, rubs his forehead with the back of his wrist, and tries to ignore the headache that's building behind his eyes. His hands have started shaking faintly, and he needs to find somewhere to make use of Kix's hypo. It hasn't been 12 hours yet, but there are more important things to worry about. On Rishi, he finally manages, because 99 asked. Their first posting. I was there when Grievous's forces took the base. There's a long pause, and then 99 huffs a sound that's close to a laugh. Did you get to meet Droidbait? He asks. Always the most careful of the squad. He used to help me whenever I was cleaning. Droidbait. Granta glances at 99, then forward, and it's clear that 99 idealizes the role of a soldier, to some degree. After being left behind so many times, assigned a role and made to follow it, Granta understands, but no, he says quietly. He was shot when the doors opened, from what Heavy said. I never got the chance to meet him. It won't be true for long. He'll get Droidbait to the medical facility, get him a doctor, fix him. Droidbait will stay for at least a while and that's something. That will be enough. He understands, he thinks, with a sudden, jarring sort of awareness, just how his mother felt, sitting up late in their tiny kitchen as she waited for Xanatos to arrive. He hadn't, so many times, called away by work or his plans or the Jedi's interruption. But she'd always waited regardless, sitting there with two cups of her precious, hoarded tea going cold on the table, all the lights turned up. That sort of waiting, that kind of want, If any of his sons promised to come see him, he would do nothing less than the same. Oh, 99 says, soft, and comes to a halt in front of the barracks door. He's still for a moment, staring at it, and Granta leans back against the metal and lets him be, just keeping an eye on the hall as 99 gathers himself. They were all very brave, he says quietly. The commando droids were strong, but they never hesitated. And afterwards, even with separatist reinforcements on the way, Heavy wanted to stay and defend the base. At that, 99 chuckles, and he sweeps a hand over his face, then presses an ID card to the scanner. Heavy's a good kid, always willing to protect his brothers, he says, warm, digs in his back pocket as the door slides open, and comes up with a medal, polished bright. He gave me this when he graduated. 99's smile is soft, and he closes his fingers around the medal, tight. Thank you, for helping him come back. He was so happy I still had it. Despite the headache, despite the ache rooted in his chest, Granta smiles. The four of them are incredible, he says. His sons. His sons. Tira's grandchildren, and it's all right. If Granta sits alone at that kitchen table forever, it's still all right. He can go and help them, keep them all alive, and maybe one day they'll be willing to visit, to stay, however briefly. Yeah, 99 agrees with a chuckle, and glances around the room as he steps in. Anyone here? It's 99. We're making sure everyone's evacuated. There's no answer. The red-washed room is completely silent, entirely still, and when Granta sweeps a look down the long row of bunks, he can't see any movement. It seems like most cadets got out, Granta says, and draws back, checking the hall again. Paranoia bites like vicious insects, and he hates being out in the open so clearly. There were several squads of droids on their approach, more than he saw in the other parts of the building, and he doesn't like that much. If any cadets came late, tried to take cover in the barracks that would normally be safe, they're going to run headlong into the growing number of droids here. One barrack left to check, 99 agrees, relieved, and turns, waving the door shut behind him. He casts another look at Granta, then says, "If you need to go help Domino, I can manage." It's tempting. Granta smiles crookedly, but he keeps pace with 99 instead of splitting off. They're needed where they are, he says, and it's not something he understands, because surely safety and security and a path out of the GAR would be the better choice, but they chose otherwise. Granta just has to adjust his view, change his plans. If they won't come with him, if they don't want him, it doesn't really matter. They're still Granta's blood. He'll just stay close. Wait. Maybe when the war is over, if he can make sure they survive it, they'll choose him then. His mother chose him after Xanatos' death, and it's not the same sort of situation, but it's something. Yeah, 99 says after a moment, and that edge is back in it. I'm being left behind in all but outright words, but 99 just chuckles. They've figured out what they want, he says, and it's proud. Heavy told me they're going for ARC training. Those boys were made for it. Said he'd give me the medal for that, too. He chuckles, finding the next lift and waving Granta in. In here, it's just one level up. Granta slips in, drawing his blaster again and checking the remaining knife up his sleeve. He needs better knives, he thinks, but this is one of the ones Tup stole for him. Tries not to think of Heavy and his medals, because he isn't jealous, precisely. Not of 99, of the medals themselves. Of the sentiment behind the gift, maybe. The connection. Heavy, Cutup, Fives, and Echo have only known him for 2 days, maybe three with how the hours work out, but he still wants that sort of gesture, that gift. You'll only get what you want if you're strong enough to take it. Fight for it if you really want it. Prove you're strong, that you deserve it. But how does he take that sort of kindness? There's no way to correlate strength and that sort of fondness. Granta had all the power he could have wanted once, an empire in the shadows, and all it got him was fear. He saved his sons, rescued them, and they still want to leave him. Unsettled, uneasy, Granta looks away, towards the reflection in the blinding white. It's vague, half there, and for a moment he can see himself as Force Adepts see him. A ghost, a shadow, a hologram in a solid world, with nothing behind it. He pulls his hood forward, shadowing his eyes, and breathes through the twist of nausea that turns in his stomach. His vision slips, and he finds the hypo in his pocket, checks the canisters, then reaches up and presses it to his neck. The sting is gone quickly, and some of the nausea abates as his vision steadies. It doesn't help the headache, but Granta has dealt with worse. When the lift doors open, it's to the sight of looming metal bodies just turning to look, and Granta shoves 99 back and behind cover, throws himself forward, and keeps moving. There are too many droids. Granta curses, ducking back behind the corner, and thumps his head back against the wall. Battle droids, he says, and they're at least easier to deal with, but if he slips up, he'll be just as dead, so that's a cold comfort. 99 grimaces, worry clear on his face. They must be headed for the last bunk room, he says, low. It's in the next hallway over. The fact that the droids know where they're going so clearly is one more red flag the Jedi will likely overlook, like Jango's employment with Dooku. Granta snorts, shaking out his sore arm, bruised where he got caught by falling debris from a starfighter's crash on the roof, and tightens his grip on his blaster. Now would be a spectacular time for the Jedi to show up, he says, bland, but, well, he doesn't want to fight Grievous up close, so he'll take it as them distracting the less optimal opponent and not complain. Well, not complain much. We're clones, 99 says, stalwart. We can defend our own home. They've been doing decently at it, certainly. Granta saw the droids being pushed back last time he was close to the windows, and as soon as the main force is repelled, he's sure this building will be taken back as well. But the droids are hunting cadets. Granta's seen them sweep the barracks the same way he and 99 are doing, but with a far different goal in mind. Out in the hall, one of the droids says,
"Split up. Yellow squad, take the east. Red squad, take the south. They can't have gone far."
Granta pauses, frowning, and turns his head to hear better.
"We'll find them, sir,"
another droid says mechanically.
"They're just cadets. They won't get away from all of us." "When you find them, blast them,"
the captain advises, and waves his squad forward. Heavy steps tramp away from them, and Granta listens to the others move out as well, then checks the hall. There are three aqua droids standing like guards, and he ducks out, aims, fires. Ducks away from the burst of blaster fire, twists up to his feet, and fires again. A bolt clips his shoulder, almost knocks the blaster from his hands, and Granta bites back a cry, throws himself into the cover of a doorway, and gingerly switches hands. Then he ducks back out, already firing, and hits the droid in its mechanical eye, dropping it. "Clear," he says, rough, and 99 hurries out to join him. "You're hurt," he says in concern. "I can try to call a medic." Granta shakes his head. "They're chasing cadets," he says. "We need to find them first." 99 hesitates, but after a second, he nods. "They probably went to hide in the barracks," he says. "This way." His pass gets them into a maintenance hall, lined with storage closets, and then up a ramp that leads to a sealed door. Granta stops 99 before he can open it, checking that the hall is clear, and then waves him on. "They wouldn't have forgotten this barrack, but it's out of the way," 99 says, and he leads the way at a run, down another narrow hall and around a corner. It's for the Clone Youth Brigade, and it probably wasn't checked after the initial evacuation. Something in Granta's chest turns over, but Tup said Jax was on Dantooine. He's safe, relatively, and Granta fixes that fact in his mind as he quickens his steps up a short flight of stairs, catches the sound of feet on the tile, and curses. He pulls 99 back, throws himself around the corner with his blaster up.
"Granta,"
Rex says, startled, and lowers his pistols. Behind him, Heavy takes a step forward, stops short, and Granta spares him and Fives a quick glance to be sure they're all right before he levels a charming smile at Rex. "Captain," he says lightly, "excellent trigger control, I have to say."
"You're going to get your head shot off,"
Rex says in exasperation, but he waves Granta forward. Hiding in the paint closet again.
99,
Heavy says, and he passes Granta to offer 99 a hand up the last few steps.
"What are you two doing out here? The building's overrun."
Granta doesn't know where to look, because looking at fives is dangerous, looking back at Heavy and 99 is dangerous. After a second's hesitation, he snorts, tugs his hood a little further forward, and says, "I overheard a droid say they're after some cadets. We're checking the barracks." Grimly, Rex nods.
"The other ones?"
"Clear." Granta falls in step beside him as he turns down the connecting hall, spares a glance at Fives, but Fives is moving to greet 99, a smile in his voice, and Granta turns his eyes forward again, breathing carefully.
"That blaster wound looks nasty,"
Rex says after a moment. "I'm just as good a shot with my right hand," Granta promises, dry. "Colt?"
"He and Generals T and Voss pushed Grievous back,"
Rex says, which is vague enough to be entirely unhelpful. That is, Granta allows, likely the point. Rex clearly doesn't trust him, and Granta doesn't have the burning need to make him an ally that would justify putting in the time and effort to convincing him otherwise. He makes a sound of vague agreement, then pauses as Rex holds out a hand to stop him. A moment later, Rex pushes him back up to the wall, one palm flat against his chest, and jerks his head. Fives and Heavy slide forward, wary, and Rex signals them forward, gives a countdown. Blaster fire as they charge, but down a side hall, movement catches Granta's eye. A flash of a blonde head, low to the ground, suddenly jerked back at the sound of the fight. Granta takes half a second to check that Rex, Heavy, and Fives are out of sight, keeping the droids occupied, and then slides around 99, ducks down the hall, and approaches on silent feet. It's not the door to the barracks, but to the armory, by the markings, and he raises a brow, casts a glance down the corridor. There's a destroyed aqua droid near the far corner, riddled with dozens of blaster burns, and Granta smiles a little to himself, then leans beside the door, wrapping his knuckles lightly against the metal. "The hall's clear, if you're looking to come out," he calls. "Captain Rex has things handled." There's a pause, then a thump, quick, light steps. A second later, the door slides open, and the blonde cadet looks him over, eyes faintly wide. "Who are you?" he asks warily. "Just an interested passerby," Granta says. "Don't mind the blood, it's not mine. Come on, it's high time you evacuate." "We were trying, but there were droids." And then the blonde boy yelps, stumbling sideways as a body barrels past him, and something small slams into Granta, ruins his casual lounging with brutal efficiency, and topples him backwards. He hits the ground with a yelp, and a bare second later, arms close tight around his neck, brown curls fill his face, and Jax says, "Granta!" It feels, a little, like his heart turns over in his chest. Granta stares down at Jax, winded for a reason that has nothing to do with the fall, and it resonates in his bones, rattles through him like the buffeting blast of an explosion. Slowly, carefully, he brings an arm up, wraps it around Jax's back, and presses his face to Jax's hair, just breathing him in. "Jax," he says, and it's a little too raw, a little unsteady. "I thought you were still on Dantooine." Jax shakes his head. "The lines moved, and the sergeant brought us back," he says, and glances up. There's a bruise blooming across his face, a thin line like a droid hit him with its blaster, and when Granta brushes a thumb over it, he winces. "Just in time for the invasion," Granta says, tries to make it a joke, and can't. "Jax is here, and he's one of the cadets being hunted. He's here, and he's in danger, even more so than Colt or any of Granta's sons." "I thought you were dead," Jax says, too loud, and Granta tightens his grip, can't help it. "You didn't tell me you could escape." "I didn't," Granta tells him, soft, and Jax stares at him. Granta meets his gaze, holds it. "One of the clones broke me out. I was going to be decommissioned." Jax grimaces, but at the sound of Rex's call, he glances away, scrambles up off Granta. "I thought..."
"Granta!"
Heavy calls, and a moment later there's a hand under Granta's arm, pulling him to his feet.
"Are you all right?"
"I'm fine," Granta says, and offers him a crooked smile. "The cadets the droids were hunting, I believe." Jax's gaze flickers from Heavy to Granta, and he nods, quick. "We heard them coming," he says, "in the barracks, but Whiplash remembered the armory was close, so we figured we could hide here."
"Good thinking,"
Rex says as he approaches, and it's steady. He means it, Granta thinks, but Jax is barely even a cadet, He was only decanted 2 years ago, expecting children to fight for their home. Well, they're clone soldiers. Granta has always known what that means.
Let's get you out of here,
Rex says, and tips his head.
Were there any others with you?
Whiplash shakes his head. Just us. We were coming back from tactics class when the alarm sounded, and then the droids cut us off before we could make it to the evacuation point, and Jax thought we could hide in the lowest level, but there were too many droids. The lowest level. Startled, Granta casts a look at Jax, who doesn't meet his eyes. There's only one thing on the lowest level, and no exit, no places to hide except Granta's cell, but...
Bad idea to put yourself in a corner like that,
Rex tells him, clapping him on the shoulder.
There's no escape route down there. This way, come on.
Sir, Whiplash says with relief, and he waves the other boys forward, following Rex. 99 falls in with them, clapping one boy on the shoulder lightly and getting a grin, but Jax doesn't move from Granta's side, grabs Granta's sleeve and glances up at him. You look like you're dead, he says, and Granta pulls a face at him. I'm perfectly fine, he retorts, but you are rude. Jax rolls his eyes right back, unimpressed. The hood is creepy, is his opinion. You've only ever worn a uniform. You're not allowed to have an opinion until you've worn something else for at least a week. Like armor? Jax asks, pointed. Fives muffles a sound that's very definitely a snicker.
You act scary and all, but you let a brat talk back to you?
He asks. We can't leave. We have 1,000 reasons not to. Scary. Granta supposes that's a simple way of surmising it. He snorts, not quite able to look at the paint on Fives' armor, the eel, the way he's steady and balanced on the balls of his feet, brilliant and alive. It just makes him remember that Fives said no a little more clearly each time he does, like a wretched sort of heartbeat that keeps getting louder. His head hurts, and his hands want to shake, but the medication will be kicking in soon. It's fine. I've been told that turning children upside down and shaking them is uncalled for and child abuse, Granta says airily. Once we're alone, I'll get my revenge. I'm very good at it.
I'll hold him down for you,
Heavy says, and Jax sticks his tongue out at him. Granta chuckles, getting a hand on Jax's shoulder to steer him after Rex, and Jax doesn't pull away. Some part of Granta maybe expected him to. Don't you have better things to do? Like stopping the Sith lady? Jax asks, equally unimpressed by that threat. Heavy snorts.
Someone already stopped her,
he says.
General T isn't sure who, but she's dead.
Jax pauses, and his gaze flickers from the blood on Granta's hand to his face. Casually, Granta tugs his sleeve down, hiding most of it, though he can't do much about the splatters on his face. Weird, Jax says, unconvincingly. Wonder who managed that. Somebody who bragged a lot about killing people, probably.
What?
Fives asks, confused. Walk faster, Granta tells Jax. You're being shown up by the other cadets. They can at least move in formation. I'm guarding the rear, Jax tells him. There's... Granta catches the humming buzz half a second before burning blue drives through the wall, barely a centimeter in front of Jax's nose. Instantly, Granta wrenches him back, lifts him right up off his feet as he spins, and the wall splits with a crash. A hulking body surges through, and Granta fires a dozen shots in quick succession. Grievous takes two in the torso, blocks the rest with a wheezing snarl, and spins to face the Kifar Jedi and another figure, a blonde human woman with her hair in a short bob and a violet lightsaber in her hands. Jedi, he snarls. And Voss laughs and throws himself straight at the cyborg, powerful blows driving him back. The woman follows a bare step behind, but she spares a glance up and down the hall. Rex, she calls, get them to safety.
General,
Rex answers, and jerks his head, pushing 99 and the cadets into a run.
Heavy, Fives, move.
Heavy and Fives bolt without looking back. But Grievous is right between Granta and Rex, and the only way through the narrow hall would be to dive right under the clashing blades. Granta curses, tightens his grip on Jax, and throws himself in the opposite direction, up a ramp and towards the open air. Jax makes a sound of alarm, but Granta catches the movement, shoots two droids and dodges a third, drops low and slides beneath a fourth. He staggers back upright, dropping Jax on his feet, and turns, picking off the remaining two before they can raise their blasters. "We can find a way around," he says, and Jax nods, grabbing his wrist and dragging him along the edge of the rooftop, just above the lash of the ocean. "The next building is this way," he says. "It's all hangars, and the droids won't focus on it. If Granta's directions are correct, that's where the transport he was in landed, and there were medics setting up triage there." He nods, sweeping the walkway, then dodging sideways and hauling Jax behind a pillar as a droid opens fire. Jax jerks as a bolt just misses them, pressing himself up against Granta, and Granta wraps an arm around him, listens to the clump of steps approaching. There's a pause. He spins out of hiding, puts three bolts in the head of the aqua droid guarding the platform, and keeps going, pulling Jax along with him. "Why did you come back if you got out?" Jax demands, though he doesn't let go of Granta's wrist. "Why were you trying to get back down to that carking cell in the middle of an invasion?" Granta counters, spots the winding ramp, and takes a breath. "On my back, come on." Jax scrambles up as Granta pulls, gets his arms around Granta's neck and his legs around Granta's waist, and Granta turns just as the head of a whole squad of aqua droids appear over the edge of the platform, coming up the ramp. One hand on the rail, blaster in his other, and he vaults the railing, drops a story and lands hard on the next level, stumbling with the extra weight but managing to catch himself. Another two steps across the ramp and he repeats the motion, drops to the next level, and then ducks back out of the way of a spray of bolts, scattered with distance. "Good," he asks again, and Jax nods, dropping from his back to grab his arm again. "I thought," he starts, and then hesitates. "I thought that they might have just kept you for a long time. And if you were stuck down there, and the city got taken, no one would know you were alive." Granta breathes out, brushes a hand over Jax's curls, and holds him close. "Thank you," he says quietly, and Jax nods. A flash, too close. Red light blazes, aimed straight for Jax, and Granta moves without even having to think about it. He spins them, shoves Jax back, and feels the impact like a burst of buzzing numbness punched through him. Granta takes the bolt in the side, staggers with a cry, and tumbles to one knee, and Jax cries out in horror as the aqua droids close in. He jerks hard, tries to drag Granta back to his feet, but Granta's head spins with the pain, with a sudden rush of adrenaline. He pushes, clumsy, tries to get Jax to run, but Jax won't, and the blaster isn't in Granta's hand anymore. Jax is going to die, Granta thinks, and tries to get up, once, then again. With the burn of a jetpack and a flurry of blaster fire, a figure in blue-painted armor lands right between them and the oncoming droids, blasters firing, and Rex turns as the last one falls.
"Get Granta out of here,"
he orders Jax, and Granta's breath catches, entirely despite his best efforts. End of chapter 9.